Praise the Lord, good morning. Praise God. Let's open our Bible to the book of Mark, chapter 1, and we will read verse 35. Mark chapter 1, verse 35. And in the morning, rising up a great while before day, he went out and departed into a solitary place and there prayed. Jesus wake up early morning for the morning come, and he went to a place and there he prayed. Time for prayer, let's come to the Lord to pray. Let's give him thanks, let's praise him. Thank you, Lord, for your blessing to us, the good health, the joy, your presence in our life, your support, your help, and your mercy, and your kindness. Thank you for your word to remind us to pray, to keep time for you for prayers. Thank you for teaching us. Thank you for the salvation of Jesus. Thank you for the healing. Thank you for our families. Thank you for our loved ones. Thank you for your help and support and your guidance and your leading in our life to teach us your ways and your commands in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your name be lifted up, let your name magnified and glorified in the name of Jesus. We magnify you, Lord. We adore you. Bless our worship today. Oh God, we invite your Spirit to come with all thanksgiving, gratitude in our heart. For all what you have done in our life, Lord, we ask you to come, be with us in this church meeting, O Lord. We praise you, we adore you, Lord. We thank you, all the brethren here, and our brethren, and from the rest of the families and congregations that gather in different places, Lord, even your people who belong to you, wherever they are, we thank you, God. We adore you, we bless you, Master, we bless you, Jesus. You help us, you guide us, you support us, you strengthen us. Let's come now to the Lord, let's confess our sins, our trespasses, our shortcomings, our wrong attitude, wrong actions, wrong thoughts, wrong mind. Let us renounce them now all before the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for everything you give and you provide for us. Lord, lead us. Lead us. Lead us, Lord. Lead us and guide us with your love and your mercy. Thank you for your grace and your mercy and your support in our lives. We magnify your name. We adore you. We worship you. Thank you for the cleansing from our sins. Let us confess our sins before the Lord, be convicted. Let us do what He wants us to do. Let us amend our ways. Let us renounce our sins. Let us ask God to forgive us, to teach us, to help us, to protect us, to provide for us. Lord, hear our prayers. Guide us with your love and your mercy, O Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the cleansing from our sins as we confess and renounce. Thank you for purifying us from all unrighteousness. Let's now come to the Lord and let us utter to Him our petition, our requests, our needs. God can hear us. He's the only one who can help us and support us and strengthen us. Let's come to Him and ask Him to give us our needs. Yes, Lord. Thank you. Thank you for your help and support, Lord. Provide for us. Help us, Lord. Solve our problem. We place in your hand this request. We place in your hand this situation, Lord. You solve it. You make a way out. You be with us. You support us. Thank you, Lord, for many years of the blessings in our life, the life of your church. And thank you, Lord, for being with us. And we ask you, Lord, to bless the coming days in our life, life of your church and your people, to continue to serve you wholeheartedly and do the work of yours faithfully in the name of Jesus. We bless you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness unto us, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for everything you give and you provide, Lord. I tell your petition, your request unto Him. Let your name be lifted up, Lord. Let your name be magnified. Let your will be done in the life of your church and your people. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your help and your support and your mercy unto us. We bless you, Master. We bless your name. Let's pray now for our families members. Pray for your spouse, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, I pray for blessing upon each and every family, each family, that people will see Christ in them. I pray more fruit of the Holy Spirit to be cultivated in the life of family members and life. I pray, Lord, that each and every one of us come with our safety to produce more fruit of the Holy Spirit. Love, joy, peace, gentleness, kindness, self-control, patience, perseverance, long-suffering, generosity, humility, living in righteousness for you. I pray that each and every family will continue to preach your word, continue to Lord, to reach other families in the neighborhoods and people, Lord, let your light shine before each and every family, that they will see their good deeds and praise you, O Lord in heaven. O God, hear our prayers. Blessing upon each and every family, gather families together. Lord, restore families and bring people back from death to life. I pray salvation for the family members who are not saved. I pray, Lord, answer the prayers of the parents. O God, for their children, heal the sick. And provide the need, O Lord, in the name of Jesus. If you know now anyone who is in need of prayers, having a problem, let's lift up that person, that brother, that sister, in the hand of God, and the Lord shall answer our prayers. Lord, we pray. We pray for our brothers and sisters and the people around us. Answer us, Lord, as we pray. Hear us, Lord, as we pray. Thank you, Lord, for answering our prayers. Thank you for provision, the healing, the grace, the support that comes from you. We bless you, Lord, you magnify you, O Lord. Yes, we pray now, pray for your job, pray the place that you are working. Pray for your boss. Yes, we pray for the people around us. Lord, we come to ourselves. Oh God, that we will spread your word, oh Lord, that we will bring your word, oh God, to the people who are around us, working with us. Bless the work of our brothers and sisters, oh Lord. Bless all these places, provide income, Lord, and a blessing so that they will receive their salaries and what is due for them. I pray, Lord, that they will commit themselves to preach the gospel, to evangelize, to reach people. Oh God, we commit ourselves to reach the people in our workplace, to work honestly, oh God, to set a good example to others. And we commit ourselves to bring to you what belongs to you from tithes and offering and first fruit, so that you will be the one to bless us. O God, and help us, and guide us, support us, and strengthen us, O Lord. Let's pray now for our neighborhood, pray for our family, whoever in our neighborhoods. Let's pray for our family relatives. Let's pray for our colleagues and friends and classmates, or whoever Kodesh means, people back home in our countries, the people that we know in our childhood, let's pray. For the people that we are in contact with through the media, let's pray that we can impart the gospel to them and the salvation of Jesus will flow through us to them. Let's pray. Come with them into the hand of God. Lord, bless all our effort to evangelize, to reach these people. Oh God, our friends, our relatives, our neighbors, our colleagues, our previous classmates, college mates, and whatever. People back home in our countries, people that we were in childhood with and still in contact with now, we pray for them, Lord. We pray for them to be saved. We pray that you will bring the message to them in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, save people, bring them back from death. Oh Lord, thank you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Let's pray now also for the let's pray now for the two countries, the country of Ukraine, to stop the war. And let's pray for the country of Sri Lanka, that they will have some economic relief and improvement, and they will have source of energy supply to them. We pray for the war in Ukraine, Lord. Stop it. Don't allow any nuclear weapon to be used. Settle it now in the name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of war and fighting. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We pray to be stopped. Oh God, and we pray to protect our families and loved ones there. Oh Lord, we pray for them to be protected in the name of Jesus. And we pray for the nation of Sri Lanka, Lord, provide them source of energy and income. And I pray for improvement in their economic situation. Oh Lord, bless our church members there, our brethren, provide for them, maintain their work and income, supply their needs, bless their children, oh God. We pray that whatever we need to do for them to be supported, we will do our best for that in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, God. We ask the Lord to bless this country. Let's pray for this country, UAE, where God has put His church. Let's pray for all the countries that the church has extended to Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, to India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Pakistan, also India, Sri Lanka, Australia, America, Sierra Leone, Armenia, and other places in Africa, Malawi, Nigeria, Uganda. Let's pray. Let's pray. And also Armenia. Let's pray for all these places that we exist in form of congregations, in form of families, in form of individual members. Let's pray that God will give us favor. In all these places, give us favor, Lord. Provide us all our needs, whatever logistic needs and offices you will provide for us. You will help us. You will strengthen us. You will guide us with your love and your mercy and your help and your support that come from you in the name of Jesus. Lead us, oh God, to evangelize. We commit ourselves to evangelize. We commit ourselves to pray. We commit ourselves to pray for the leaders and those in authorities, that they may know you, that you are the true God and we are your servants. We pray that you will reveal yourself to them in visions and dreams, oh God, and do miracles in the name of Jesus, that people will know you, oh God, through your mighty act and action, oh Lord. We pray and we commit ourselves also, Lord, to be set a good example for the people around us, that we obey the rules and obey, oh God, what you want us to do, oh Lord. We thank you, God, and we pray, oh Lord, that you will evangelize. We pray for the church. Just pray for the church. Lord, once again, fill us with the Holy Ghost. Oh God, I pray for more people among us to be refilled and those who have not yet received the Holy Spirit baptism. Baptize them with the Holy Spirit, Lord. They will receive the gifts of the Holy Spirit, gift of evangelism, gift of faith, gift of healing, gift of pastoring, teaching, gift of prophesying, and whatever gift that we need and talents, message of wisdom, message of knowledge, that we continue to spread your word. We pray for more people to know you, Lord, more Bible studies to be planted, more people to get water baptized. We pray also, Lord, for more grace to be fall on your church and Bless all the ministries, O God of the Church. Bless the washroom ministry. Bless also, Lord, the church school, the church cleaning, the church farming, the church banking, Lord, whatever ministries we are doing, the youth and the children ministries, Lord, all the congregations and all the workers, O God. Bless and anointing and spread your word, O God. Help us, Lord, to continue to spread your word. Fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication and peace. With implementing the whole will of God. Here we are, Lord, send us. Lord, increase our faith in you, Lord. Lord, answer our prayers, open mission fields for us to go, rise up and go and do the work of yours, to preach the gospel, to reach new people, new nations, new countries, cities and towns and villages and streets and buildings, to reach a new kind of people, new languages, O God. Lord, lead us and guide us. Even Lord, we pray for today. Lord, anoint our worship, O God. Anoint our songs. Anoint this recording, O Lord. Use it mighty. Take it to the places that you want to reach. Anoint also, Lord, the message, O God, that you give us today. Anoint with the Holy Spirit all the items of our worship, our giving, O God. Our prayers, O God. Let your name be lifted up. Lord, come and bless us. We thank you, Lord. And we bless you. This is our prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord.
This is your Our sorrows with joy, we trade our shame with joy, because Lord, you have risen from the grave. You have taught us, O Lord God, to live and move and have our being. Hallelujah. I'm trading your sorrows.
I'm trading my sorrows. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for joy of the Lord. I'm trading my sickness. I'm trading my shame. I'm laying them down for joy of the Lord. You say, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen.
Say yes, Lord.
Say yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes, Lord, amen. I press the crown of Christ, but you did not abandon. Struck down but not destroyed. I have blessing on the thirst for his promise to be true. His joy cannot be my strength. Though this sorrow may last for a night, his joy comes in the morning. I'm trading my sorrow.
Down the joy of the Lord.
with the joy that comes from you. Thank you, Lord God. You will continually be lifted up, O Lord, in our lives. O Lord, we pray, O Lord, that you will continue to rule in our hearts, in our mind, in our soul, and in our spirit. Forever you will be in my life, O Lord. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
you, Lord, who hold us by your mighty hand, O Lord. Hold us, O Lord, and draw us continually beside you, O Lord God. We stand before you, Lord, in your mighty hand. Lord, we desire to be forever with you, O Lord. Hallelujah, we belong to you, O Lord.
Here I stand, forever in your mighty hand, living with your promise, written on my heart.
commit unto you our body, our soul, and our spirit. We belong to you alone. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thanks God for this wonderful time that He gave us to praise Him and worship Him. It's time now to bring our tithe and our offerings and our first fruit into the storehouse of God. And the Lord say, touch me this, if I will not pour out so much blessing, that will have no place to keep and I will rebuke the devourer in our life and prevent pests from devouring our crops. Let's bring it to God that belongs to Him. Lord, thank you for your goodness, your faithfulness, thank you for your help and your support, and thank you for our salaries, our income, thank you for provision, thank you for your guidance, thank you for being with us, guiding us, helping us, providing for our needs, and we bring to you, of tithes and offering and first fruit, Lord, look from heaven and bless your church and your people and pour out so much a blessing and rebuke all the wars, pestilence, fines, accidents, penalties. And let all nations, Lord, know and see that we belong to you and we are blessed by you. We thank you, God, and we bless you. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Let's open our Bible to the book of Luke. Luke chapter 17. And we will read from verse 11 to verse 19. Luke chapter 17, and we will read from verse 11 to verse 19. And it came to pass, as he went to Jerusalem, that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. And as he entered into a certain village, there met him 10 men that were lepers, which stood afar off, and they lifted up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. And when he saw them, he said unto them, go show yourself unto the priests. And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was a Samaritan. And Jesus answered, said, were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? There are not one that return to give glory to God, save this stranger. And he said unto him, arise, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. Lord, thank you for your word to us, to teach us, to guide us, to lead us, to help us to understand your will, let your word be clear and not my lips, and put verses and scriptures to encourage your church and your people and the brethren, Lord, to follow the good example and be a people of honesty, to be honest with you, to give you what belongs to your God. I pray that you anoint this message and use it mighty, Lord, spread it to reach the rest of your church and your people, even those who need to be rebuked and corrected. Lord, I pray with your Holy Spirit, O Lord, send your word so that your will be declared and will be a sound teaching each and every one of us. We thank you, Lord. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. See here. Yes, we read in this passage. Jesus was passing from Galilee and toward he was passing from Galilee to Jerusalem, you know, and between Galilee and between Jerusalem there is Samaria. Samaria is in the middle. So those who want to go from Jerusalem to Galilee, they need to pass through through Samaria, and also the opposite, that they need to pass through it. And most of the time the Jews, they bypass Samaria, they go around it, they don't go through it, because the Samaritans for them were non-clean people, because they were not of Jewish origin. But Jesus certain time had passed through Samaria, you know, and in verse 11, and it came to pass as he went to Jerusalem that he passed through the midst of Samaria and Galilee. He passed through it. I mean, he did not bypass it. And we know why, because he wanted to meet those 10 lepers people. And what we learn today, you know, the first thing is that certain time we may not like certain people, certain situation, certain places, but we need to go to these places in order to preach the gospel, in order to help people, in order that people, they may be blessed by our visit, and we preach the gospel, people get healed, and they may get also save some of the people as we are moving to these places. Those 10 leprous people, they were living outside the village, because the leprous people, they consider them unclean, and they are people avoiding them, and according to the law of Moses, that they were kept outside the cities. They are unclean, they are isolated, rejected, and they are staying outside. They will be kept staying outside until they are healed. No one can give them a certificate or justification to go inside except the priests. The priests have the right to examine them. And when they are cleansed from their leprosies, they are allowed to come back to the city, to go to the normal life. And that's why Jesus, when he met them, he told them, he told them, go show yourself unto the priest, because only the priest, they have the right to give them approval to come inside. And they were living a very miserable life. They were isolated, rejected, you know. And you know what we learn here from this story? And you know, in verse 13, and they lift up their voices and said, Jesus, Master, have mercy on us. They cried to the Lord. They cried to the Lord because they were in a very miserable condition, and they stood far because they cannot come near to people. You know, their situation, maybe your situation, maybe you are having very hard time, rejected, isolated, having certain sicknesses, or you are living in certain disgrace. You know, to be leprous at that society is very disgraceful thing. They were in a very disgraceful condition. They were rejected. And you know, in every society there is something that may make certain people in a disgrace. In a certain society, to be a woman is a disgrace. To be unmarried is disgrace. To be poor is a disgrace. To be sick is disgrace. If you don't have children, it's also disgrace, certain societies. But here we learn something. We learn to cry out to God. Amen? In whatever situation that you are, you think that you are rejected, you are isolated, you know, you are unclean. This is the time. This is the time to put your faith in God and cry to Him. As they cry here, they lift up their voices and they say, "Have mercy on us, Lord Jesus." Cry out to God. And you know, you may not realize how God will solve your problem. You may think that is impossible. No, there is nothing impossible. God still is able to deal with the impossible condition and help you and recover you and restore you back. And as He did here, and you know that the Lord told them when they told Him, "Have mercy on us," and when He saw them, He saw them, the Lord saw them, and said unto them, "Go show yourself unto the priest." And it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed. All of a sudden, this dramatic miracle the Lord Jesus did on them, for them. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. He may do the same with us. We are not aware. We are not aware. You trust Him, He may do the same with you. And you know, that's a great miracle. They were rejected, they were isolated, they were away from their families, they were living a miserable life. And you know, when He did like this, they supposed that they should, all of them, yeah, they should all of them come and thank Him and praise Him and you know, but what we find here, you know, what we find here in verse 15, you see, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down his feet and giving Him thanks, and he was smart. And Jesus answered, said, "Were there not 10 cleansed, but where are the 9? You know, there's only one person. You know, Jesus have done many miracles and wonders to many people. But where are the 9? Only one person out of those 10 people, he come back to the Lord, and Jesus asked him, "Where are the 9? The question here, where are the 9? Where are the 9? Why did not come? And why this man came back? Why this Samaritan came back? What is the reason? What is his reason that he came back? Why the other did not come back? Why he came back? What is the reason? We must analyze so you will know what is going on in your life. We must analyze why people, they receive good things, the blessing and miracles, and they are no more with the Lord. This is even Jesus was moving. I mean, he asked, "Where are the rest? Where are they? They should also come back. Only this man, he will come back. How about the others? The others also receive the same." The first reason is that man, he knew the source of the blessing. He knew the source of the all good things. Yes. You know, a certain time when you are sick, you have a problem, you pray, you cry to God. And when it's resolved, you are not aware that this blessing is coming from God. You are not aware that you are in answered prayers. And you think that some people help you, you think that you help yourself, or you get some medicine, or the doctor give you advice, you think that you are getting well because of this. But that man, he realized the source and the origin of the blessing in his life. The other 10, the other 9 is not, maybe not. What is the other reason? Why this man came and the other did not come? This man was a faithful man. Yeah? Faithfulness, people, they love to receive good things. You may be also, every one of us, every one of you love to receive good things. But how about to give back to God? Amen? It's not only one way. You give me and give me and give me, but how about to give back to God? What you do for Him, you know? That you know, sometimes we only know how to ask, but once we receive, we need to keep our commitment. We need to keep our responsibilities and our service unto God. You know, we're not only being opportunistic to receive, but you don't like to commit, you don't like to sacrifice, you don't like to suffer. God called us to save Him. Yeah? Even in service we have suffering, but still God wants us to be faithful, because in suffering He is still with us. So lack of faithfulness, unfaithfulness. Unfaithful. Why you don't see them anymore after they receive what they need? Yeah? After they receive what they need, you don't see them. The reason is, maybe they are unfaithful. The other reason, why this man came back? This man have a gratitude in his heart. He has gracefulness in his heart toward the Lord. You know, in Galatians chapter 3, verse 16, it says, let the word of Christ dwell in you richly, in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Grace in your heart. Grace in your heart. Gratitude in your heart, thankfulness toward the Lord and we have what He had done to you. It's very shameful when you are without gratitude. You receive good things, but you don't like to come and serve the Lord. You don't like to give your will to Him. You don't like to give up your plan to Him. That's what Jesus said. Where are the nine? Why did not come? Have they healed, all of them, or no? The Bible says they are healed, they all. Let's read. As in verse 14, Luke 17, 14, and it came to pass that as they went, they were cleansed, all of them. All of them get cleansed, but only 10 persons came back. One of the 10 came back, the other no more. Why that person came back? That person came back. Another reason for him to come back, because he feared the Lord. He feared God. You know, when God answers your prayers, when God do miracles in your life, when God save you from a problem, that is the way that God is revealing Himself to you, and that's the way that God is calling you. And you need to fear God. You know, when God called Abraham, the book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 7 say that by faith, when God called Noah, in book of Hebrews chapter 11 verse 7 say, by faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepare an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world and became heir of righteousness, which is by faith. That man came back because he feared God. God revealed Himself to him by this miracle. When you receive good things and you don't come back, that means you don't fear God. You don't fear God. It's such a miracle God do to you. And still we don't see you. What happened? Why? Because he does not fear. They don't fear God. That man, he feared God. Even Jesus told him, go to the priest. He did not go to the priest. He came back to Jesus. Because he feared God. He was obedient to God. Amen? When people, they lack faithfulness and they lack gratitude in their heart, they are disobedient people. After when God do miracle and they go just turn their back to the Lord and they continue in their own life, They are disobedient people. They don't like to continue to serve God. Are we like that? Are we like that? Just we receive something after that, we turn our back? Where are the other nine? Wake up. Where are the other nine? God is calling. Where are the other nine? Why they did not come? These are the reason. What else? Why this man came back? You know, there's a very good reason for him to come back. He was a wise man. He was a wise man. You know, when you receive something good and come back to the Lord to serve Him, to do His will, you know, you are wise. You are wise. When you receive something and you come back to give back, you know what the Bible tells us in Acts chapter 20, verse 35, the word of Jesus. Paul said, he told to the Ephesians, the word of Jesus. The word of Jesus, you know, this man who came back, he's very wise. He's very wise. He's not foolish. Acts chapter 20, verse 35, I have shown you all things, how that so laboring he ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus. What did Jesus say? He said it is more blessed to give than to receive. It's more blessed to give than to receive. So why he came back? Because he's wise. He knows that if I will go back to the Lord and I give to the Lord, I give to the Lord, I'll be blessed more than other people. Those who come back, when you receive something good and come back to the Lord, yeah? When you report back, and Lord, I will serve you, Lord, I will follow you, Lord, I will do your will, Lord, I will not do my plan, hallelujah. You will be more blessed. You will be rewarded. Faithfulness and gratefulness rewarded by the Lord. The unfaithful, the ungrateful are not wise, are disobedient. They don't fear God and they will not be blessed by God. Hallelujah. Let's continue. He came back. This man came back to the Lord. And what he did? We read in Luke 17 and verse 15, and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, turned back and with a loud voice glorified God and fell down on his face at his feet, giving him thanks, and he was Samaritan. Because he was obedient, he was grateful, he was faithful, he feared God, he was wise, he knew the source of the blessing, he did the following things. What he did? The Bible say when he saw and one of them, when he saw that he was healed, he saw he was healed. You know, many people, they cry to God, they pray. When they will receive, they are not realizing that they have received. They are now answered prayers. You know, certain time when you are sick or you have a problem, you pray to the Lord, we cry to God, but sometimes the healing or the answer of God's prayer will take some time to come. We are not aware that is God answer our prayer. We cannot see. Why? You cannot see. Why they cannot see? Because those, listen to me, those who have no faith and those without faithfulness, they cannot see the answer of God to their prayers in their lives. Listen to this. When you lack faith and faithfulness, you will not be able to see what God had done in your life. And it's because most of the time, when the Lord answers a prayer, sometimes it takes a gap of time. But that man, when he saw, he was cleansed. He realized, Oh, answer prayer. Oh, Jesus that I ask him. Oh, not the doctor, not the friend give me advice, not the medicine, it's Jesus who helped me. He saw. Can you see today? Open your eyes. Can you see today? Answer prayers of God in your life. Let us open our eyes. What else he did this man? In verse 15, and when he saw that he was healed, the next statement, turn back, U-turn. Repentance, he repented. To repent is to turn back, U-turn from sin. Jesus told him, go show yourself to the priest. He did not go to the priest, but he turned back, U-turn from the tradition, from the religion, from the old practices, and went back to the Lord. You know, certain people, God bless them, God heal them, God provide for them, but they continue in sin, continue in drinking, continue smoking, continue in immoralities, continue in laziness, continue in wasting money, continue in the old traditional practices. Today, God is rebuking us in His word. Today, this man, when he saw himself healed, he turned back to the Lord, and you need to turn back to the Lord. As many as I love, I rebuke and chasten, be zealous therefore, and repent of your sin. Amen. We need to come out. Come out of all traditional wrong practices, and let us come to the Lord. You know, why Jesus do miracles in our life? Why Jesus answer prayer? God is calling you today to turn back from sin and to come back to Him. In the book of John, and we read that in the book of John chapter 21 and verse 25, and there are also many other things which Jesus did. The word, if they should be written, everyone, I suppose that even the word itself could not contain the books that should be written. Amen. God do miracles in order for us, in order for you to repent and to come back to Him. In the book of Genesis chapter, book of John chapter 20 verse, verse 30 and 31, speak about many miracles Jesus do. He do many miracles, He's calling people. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of His disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written that you might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you might have life through His name. Amen. That man, when Jesus did this miracle to him, he turned back, he repented. He repented, turned from his way, changed his life, and back to serve the Lord. And what he did? Luke 17, 15, and with a loud voice glorified God. He praised the Lord. He shouted to God. Many people, they don't want to praise God. They don't want to lift up their voice. They don't want to say God did like this. Why? They say we are ashamed. That is the pride. That is the pride in them. They are ashamed of the gospel. They are ashamed because they have pride with the people. But that man was not ashamed. And let us say, as Paul say in book of Romans, chapter 1 and verse 16 and verse 17, Paul say, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believe, to the Jews first and also to the Greek. For there is in the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. That's our faith to the Lord, to come back to Him, to serve Him, to proclaim His name, to praise Him, to serve Him, to announce about Him. Hallelujah. That's what he did, this man. That's what that man did. And what else he did? What else we can read about him? The last things he did, and fell down at his feet. This verse 16, and fell down on his face at his feet, in front of everyone. You know, if you are seeing in the situation somebody kneeling down at the feet of somebody else. A man standing and somebody at his feet. What's your impression about that man who is kneeling down and his face to the ground? What this man in relation to the man standing? What do you want to say? You say, I'm your servant. That man was come back to the Lord to tell to the Lord, Lord, I'm your servant. I will serve you. Many people, after they receive good things from the Lord, no more. No more service. They you know, just for them, God carry for. You give me this shopping mall. Give me this and give me that. And after that, they will receive. After that, you don't see them. You don't see them. Where are the other nine? The word of Jesus. Where are the other nine? Why don't come to serve God? That man came back. Come back to serve the Lord. God wants you back to report to Him. Come for service. They receive good things. After that, no more. And he gives thanks. The man gives thanks. Give thanks in all circumstances. For that is God's will in you and in Christ Jesus. Don't grumble. The servant of God will not grumble. We continue to give thanks in whatever situation. We should not grumble as some of them did, as the scriptures tell us, neither murmur ye as some of them also murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. But let us give thanks in all circumstances, for that is God's will in our life, in Christ Jesus our Lord. That's how we stand now in His presence. We'll continue this message, God willing, this week. But come to the Lord now in repentance. Be wise. Be obedient. Fear God. Be faithful and graceful. Gracious to Him. Be able to see the source of a blessing. Come to God. Turn from your sin. Don't be opportunistic. Don't use the Lord. You receive good things, after that you move away. Lord, we confess our sin before you, Lord. We repent, O God. Lord, thank you for your word. Teach us, Lord, to be faithful to you. Grateful to you with the gratitude in our heart, thanksgiving. Kneeling down at your feet, committing ourselves to serve you, Lord. Thank you, God. We will continue. Come to the Lord. Commit your life to Him. Give Him the best. Come back. Jesus is waiting for you to come back to Him. Lord, take your word. God has been with us. God is leading us. Thank you, Lord, for your grace and your mercy. Teach us, O God, to be wise. Not to be opportunistic, but knowing the source of blessing, God, from your healing, salvation, eternal life, deliverance, answer of prayers, miracles and wonder provision. We thank the Lord. Come to the Lord, a drink from the living water. Surrender your life to Him. Give Him the best. Tell Him, Lord, I will serve you. Give Him the praise and adoration. Hallelujah, Jesus.
You are forever in my life.
Come to the Lord.
You see.
Are faithful, the wise who commit their life to serve you. Lord, take your word and spread it. Let it be a fruit 100-fold in the life of your church and your people. Lord, you bless us. Enlarge our territory, Lord. Let your hand be with us and keep us, Lord, from harm so that we not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, yes.